You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. You're probably aware that holidays have color schemes. It's just a useful branding tool for marketing folks. Take orange, for example. That is a Thanksgiving color through and through. But also, if you're in Europe, it feels very Dutch. Here's Cassia St. Clair, author of The Secret Lives of Color, with why that is.
Well, originally, the color orange didn't have its own name. It was, in fact, just called yellow red or giallo reed in sort of very early English. As the name of the color became associated with the fruit, it became this kind of exotic branding opportunity, really, for a hugely influential and popular family in European history, the House of Orange, which ruled the Netherlands for a very long time. Their descendants are still the monarchs of the Netherlands. Orange has just become so associated with this particular family and with the Dutch people, and is so used to celebrate them and has been for centuries. It's funny to think that once upon a time, the Big Apple became very close to being called possibly the Big Orange. New York was actually captured by the Dutch army on July 20th, 1673. They promptly, as proud Dutchmen, renamed the city New Orange. It may well have held this name for time immemorial, were it not that the Dutch were fighting several other battles on several other fronts, and so rather ran out of steam. Just under 12 months later, New Orange was returned to the British, who renamed it once more, and so New Orange went back to being New York.
That was the latest in our occasional series on the sometimes surprising business and economic backstories of colors. We've got more of them coming up over the next few weeks.